Who is he? He's the architect of all the gods and goddesses. Like we hear, he was the one who was responsible for the manifestation of the Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Sudarshan deities. So in this way, we hear that Yamaraj, he has many histories associated with him in the Mahabharata, Katha Upanishad, so many. Gurudev would also speak a few of them. Like there's this one history in the Katha Upanishad where there was one Brahmin boy. His name was Nachiket. So Nachiket, his father was giving so many cows in charity. And all these cows, they were old, they were barren, and they weren't giving milk anymore. But still his father was giving so many cows in charity. Why? Because he wanted to go to Swarga. He wanted to attain the favor of all the different gods. So then Nachiket, he approached his father. He said, "Father, what are you doing? All these cows you're giving away to the Brahmanas." He said, "Yes. Why are you doing this?" He said, "You know, this is none of your business. You're a small boy. Go away from here." But still he was very insistent, Nachiket. "Why are you doing this?" Then the father said, "Oh, I'll..." Then he said, "Why don't you give me away also?" Nachiket said, "No, you're giving these cows away, you give me away also." He said, "I'll give you away to Yam," he said, "to the god of death. Now go away from here." Sent his son far away. Then Nachiket, he didn't take these words of his father lightly. He took them very seriously. So then he went in and told his father, "All right, you've given me away to Yam Maharaj, I'm going to see him." Then his father, he said, What are you saying? I only said that in a fit of rage. So you should not take those words seriously. No, come back here." But still Nachiket was very serious, because we know how stubborn children can be. Like we've seen how Dhruva was, how stubborn he was. Anyhow, Nachiket, he reached Yampuri. So when he reached Yampuri there, then Yam Maharaj was late. He was late by 3 days. So Nachiket, he was very patient. For 3 days, he kept waiting for Yam Maharaj. And then finally, when Yam Maharaj appeared there, he looked at Nachiket and he said, "Oh, please forgive me. It seems you're a very learned Brahmin boy. Because you waited for me for 3 days, I'll give you 3 benedictions," he said. So then Nachiket said, "All right. First benediction is that my father, he should attain peace, that he always be peaceful." And he said, "All right. Second benediction, you should teach me how to perform these fire sacrifices." He said, "All right." And the third benediction he asked was the most important one. He said, "What is the destination of that soul who leaves his body?" So then when he asked this question to Yam Maharaj, then Yam Maharaj said, "Oh, rather than answering this question of yours, I'll give you as much wealth as you want. I'll give you as much prosperity as you want. In fact, when you come of age, when you mature, I'll have you marry many thousands of apsaras also. I'll give you whatever you want," he told Nachiket. But Nachiket said, "No, I especially want this third blessing, this third benediction." So then Yam Maharaj, he said, "All right." And then he taught him this Brahmavidya, Atmavidya. And then when Nachiket returned home, he was a Jivan Mukta now, when he returned to his father. In this way, we see also in the Mahabharata, there is one more history. Many histories there. Savitri, Satyavan. Satyavan was supposed to die 1 year after his marriage. And anyhow, Savitri Devi, by the power of her chastity, Yam Maharaj himself, when he appeared, then he asked for a benediction. He said, "Except prolonging the life of your husband, you can ask for any blessing." Then the father-in-law of Savitri was blind, Satyavan's father. So she said, "Please restore the eyesight of my father-in-law. And also, bless me with 100 sons," she said. Then Yam Maharaj became confused, because now her husband was supposed to die. So how will he give her 100 sons when her husband is going to die? Then he said, "All right." Then he said, in another way, I'm giving life back to your husband." This way we see also the history associated with Ajamil in the Bhagavatam, in the 5th canto. There we hear that Ajamil was very sinful. And because he committed so many sins by his body, mind, words, 3 Yamdutas appeared there in this way to punish him, to drag him to hell. But then because he uttered the name of Narayan, and Narayan has 4 syllables, Narayana, 4 Vishnu Dutas appeared. And then they chased him away, and then anyhow, they sent him there to Haridwar. And then when the Yamdutas went to Yam Maharaj, they said, "What did we just see? We saw that basically we were so much chastised by these most effulgent personalities. Why?" Then Yam Maharaj, he said, "You see, even if one utters the name of Narayan even once in his life, then he's most pious. He should never be punished. Like there's that history that there was one person who was a great sinner. But then anyhow, he chanted the name of Hari once in his life. So when this person was taken to hell, Chitragupta, he saw his previous life. And like all the sins he had committed, untold number of sins, innumerable sins. So Yamaraj, he asked Chitragupta, his assistant, is there any one good thing he has done? And he said, yes. Anyhow, by mistake, he chanted Hari's name. So then Yamaraj said, what is the fruit of chanting Hari's name just once? Can you look it up in the scriptures? And Chitragupta, he started looking. He said, I don't know. Then Yamaraj said, all right, let's take him to Indra. Then they took him to Indra. And they asked Indra, what is the fruit of chanting Hari's name just once? Unknowingly, unintentionally. Indra said, I don't know. Then they took him to Brahma. And Brahma said, I don't know. Then they took him to Shiva. And Shivji also said, I don't know. Then what happened? This person, he became very tired. He said, no, I can no longer walk. So then all four of them, they took that person on palanquin. Where? To Vaikuntha. And then they asked Sri Hari, what is the fruit of chanting your name just once, unintentionally? And then Hari said that you're seeing in front of your own eyes. Four of you are carrying him and you brought him here to my abode. And now he comes to my abode, he'll never return. So leave him here, he said. So in this way, you see, just once, one chants the name of Sri Hari, anyhow, he gets this fruit. So in this way, many such incidents are mentioned in the Puranas. And we see also, like we heard in Gopal Champu also, Krishna himself, when he went there to Yampuri, he was so sad when he saw how all the jivas were suffering. To get back the son of his Guru Mata, he was so sad. He was thinking, why are all these jivas suffering so much? How can they be relieved from their suffering? So then, as we know, Ekadashi Devi herself manifested from his 11 senses. And then she liberated all the jivas there. Then we hear also in Gurudev's Vrajmandal Parikrama book, there's another nice history regarding Yamaraj. There we hear that Yudhishthir, once he sent his elder brothers, he sent his younger brothers, go bring some water from Dharmakund. So then Bhim, he went there. So then there was a Yaksha. So Yaksha, he told Bhim, unless you answer my questions, you cannot take one single drop of water from here. But Bhim, he didn't care. Anyhow, he took this water, but then he fell unconscious. Then Arjuna went, same. Nakul, Sahadev went, same. And then when Yudhishthir went, this Yaksha appeared in front of him. And he said, I have to answer all my questions. And he said, all right, what are your questions? Then he said, the first question, this is mentioned there in Gurudev's book, that who causes the sun to rise? Who causes all these different occurrences in nature to happen, to manifest? Then Yudhishthir said, of course, the Supreme Lord Sri Hari himself. Then he said the second question, what is more heavy than Mother Earth? Then Yudhishthir said, one's mother. Then he said, who is more higher than the sky? Then Yudhishthir said, one's father. Then he said, what is that entity which is quicker than the wind? And he said, the mind. And then he said, what are those things whose number exceed the blades of grass found in this entire world? Means the blades of grass found in this entire world are unlimited. So what are those particular things which exceed their number? Then Yudhishthira said, one's thoughts. Because every particular moment, so many thoughts are arising in one's mind. And then Yamaraj said, all right. He said, what is the best dharma in this world? Is Yaksha. And Yudhishthira said, the best dharma is compassion, mercy. Then he said, what is the best form of forbearance, patience? And Yudhishthira said, the best form of patience is to tolerate duality, birth and death, happiness and sorrow, profit and loss, adoration and infamy, all these things. And he said, all right. Then he said, the next question he asked was that, which is the most invincible enemy in this world? And Yudhishthira said, anger. Anger is the most invincible enemy in this world. Then he said, what is the disease afflicting all the jivas of this world? This endless disease. And he said, greed. Then he said, who is the saint and who is a sinner? And he said, the saint is one who always wishes for the well-being of every living entity. And who is a sinner? A sinner is he who always inflicts harm on others, doesn't care about others. And he said, all right. Then he said, what is the best form of advancement? How can one advance spiritually? Then Yudhishthir, he quoted this famous shloka, that Mahajano Yena Sapanta, that the opinion of the Shruti, of the Shrutis are divided, and the words of the sages are always outdoing each other. So therefore, the best form of advancement is to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. He said, all right. Then he said, what is the greatest wonder in this world? So the greatest wonder in this world, he said, that all the jivas, so many living entities, well-being conditioned, they're dying every moment. But still the other jiva thinks he'll never die. And he said, all right. And he said, what is newsworthy in this world? He said, what is newsworthy in this world is that time is frying every living entity in the pan of illusion and allurement with the ladle of time when all the seasons change and days pass. And how? By using the fire of the sun. Means with every passing day, we're losing our lives. And then with the fuel of day and night. And they said this fuel is being completely depleted. So then when he heard all these answers from Yudhishthir, then he said, all right, you can ask that I'll give you one benediction that any one brother of yours can be brought back to life. Then he said, yes, bring back Nakul. Why? Because I belong to Kunti, Nakul belongs to Madri Devi. In this way, she'll have one son and then she'll have another son. In this way, all the sons are brought back to life. They say Yammaraj is a great spiritual personality, along with Bhishma, Kapila, Manu, Prahlad, the four Kumaras, Janak Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami. He is one of the 12 Mahajans. Like we see even in Markandeya Rishi's case also, he was supposed to die. But then anyhow, by Shivji's benediction, he received such a great life. So much so that we see that when this Mahapralaya happened, he had darshan of Krishna while he was sleeping on this banyan tree leaf. And we see that the brother of Yam Maharaj is who? Is Vaivashvat Manu himself. This particular Manu, this present Manu that we're seeing is Vaivashvat Manu. And this Vaivashvat Manu, we see that when this world was going to be inundated in this Mahapralaya, Vishnu himself appeared to him as Matsyavatar, as a small fish. And then when Vaivashvat Manu, anyhow, he called out to him, saying, oh, please save me, please protect me. And then he took that small fish and then he kept it in a small pot. Then outgrew the pot, and then he kept it in a pond, outgrew the pond, and then he kept it in the ocean, and then he said, oh, there'll be a big pralaya. So anyhow, you bring a big boat, and then you bring the saptarshis, all the seeds of all the living entities, and then you carry me on the, and then I'll carry you. And then tie Vasuki to my horn, and then big boat, and then all of you, I'll take you to the peaks of the Himalayas. And it was during this time, when Matsya was carrying all the saptarshis, that Satyavrat Rishi, he spoke the Damodarashtakam. It was during this time, actually. During this Mahapralaya. So in this way, all these different incidents have been recorded in all the scriptures. So therefore we see that Yam Maharaj, without his blessings, we cannot possibly advance. He's a very fearsome personality. Everyone's very scared of him sitting on the buffalo. But still, he's very merciful also. And we see Yamuna Devi herself. When Srimati Radhika was told to descend to earth by Krishna, and Srimati Radhika said, I'll never go where there's no Yamuna, where there's no Giriraj. Therefore, Krishna, he first sent Yamuna here. And we see even when Krishna left Braj and went to Mathura and Dwaraka, Srimati Radhika, what did she do? She entered inside the Yamuna along with Vishakha. And then she appeared in Dwaraka as Satyabhama. And then again she met Krishna there. So this way Yamuna Devi is always arranging for the meeting between Radha and Krishna. Why is Yamuna blackish? Because it is said she carries Krishna in her heart always. And sometimes the gopis are weeping so much that the kajal from their eyes are mixing with the water of the Yamuna. So her glories are endless. We hear that even when the Yamuna mixes with the Ganga, then she is known as Ganga, not Yamuna anymore. But still, Yamuna comes back to Braj. She does not leave. She does not go to Hastinapur. So her glories are unlimited. Today is also the disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh Thakur. So I'll end with his glorification, another 5 minutes. So there we see that Vasudev Ghosh Thakur, who was he? He had two brothers, Madhav Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh. They were born in this one village called Kunia Gram, 20 kilometers from Katwa, 20 kilometers north of Katwa. So then this Kunia Gram, it said there was a big neem tree. And from this neem tree, Narahari Sarkar Thakur, he made three deities of Mahaprabhu. The longest deity of Mahaprabhu, he established in Katwa. And the shortest, he established in Srikanda. And the middle one, which was neither too long nor too short, he established Nekachakra Gram. And then when their father moved to another place, then they came to Navadvip. And there they used to always take part in this kirtan with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they used to do so much kirtan. And they used to dance. It is said, Vasudev Madhav Govinda Ghosh Eiteen Bhai Tar Kirtan Shravan Kare Chaitanya Nitai. Chaitanya Nitai would be especially happy when they'd hear these three brothers sing. In this way, it is said that when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and when he left, at that time he came to this one place called Tumbluk Gram. So this Tumbluk Gram was previously called Tamralipta. Why? Because this place was full of so much copper. It was a seaport. And then also, this place was previously governed by a king called Tamradhaja. So Tamradhaja, it is said that Arjuna and Krishna, they went to meet him when he had captured the sacrificial horse and they had it released from him. So they said Mahaprabhu visited that place because there was Chakreshwar Shiva. So Mahaprabhu, he had his darshan and he also took a bath there. There was a river there called Rup Narayan. And he had a bath there and he also took a bath in the ocean there because the Bay of Bengal flows right there. And then in this way, Mahaprabhu also, when he returned to Bengal the second time after visiting South India, he again went to this Tumbluk Gram. Therefore, when the three brothers were present with Mahaprabhu, Govinda Ghosh stayed with him, but he sent the other two brothers with Nityananda Prabhu. And after some time, Govinda Ghosh, he stayed in Agradweep. Madhav Ghosh, he stayed where? In Daihat. And then Vasudev Ghosh, he stayed here in Tumbluk Gram. It is said that when he heard Mahaprabhu had disappeared from this world, he was so much absorbed in separation that he dug his own hole. He dug his own grave and along with his wife, he said, bury us alive. And then as they were about to bury them alive, Mahaprabhu himself appeared. And their eyes were covered by a cloth. Mahaprabhu himself spoke very sweet words and then he pacified them. And he said, don't do this. And then Mahaprabhu manifested his own deity there. Therefore, even to this day, one can have the darshan of that deity that Mahaprabhu himself manifested. That place is called Mahaprabhu Mandir. And then when he was doing, and because he was ready to enter into that grave, that place was called Narpota. And therefore, when Vasudev Ghosh was about to enter into Samadhi, he entered into that same grave. And then seeing his devotion to Mahaprabhu, Madhavi Devi, the sister of Sikkimaiti, also came there. And she did bhajan there. And her Samadhi is also there. And then also, Madhav Ghosh also, he attained Samadhi there. And then the deities of Vasudev Ghosh is called this Mahaprabhu. And then Madhavi Devi, she had a deity called Shyam Chanda. And then this Jagannath deity was also installed there, along with Radha Gopinath. Therefore, Vasudev Ghosh, in one of his kirtans, he has sung, Vasudev Ghosh Kari Jado Hath, Jai Krishna Sei Kaur Sei Jagannath. And if one goes to Sripad, plays a bhajan, he can see that Jai Gaur Sei Krishna Sei Jagannath. That same Gaur is Krishna, that same Gaur is Jagannath also. And so there are many histories associated with that place. There was a tantric who wanted the king to destroy all the deities. And anyhow, the deity of Mahaprabhu was saved there. So this is when Mahaprabhu would dance in 7 kirtan parties, he would also be there in every particular kirtan party. We know that Mahaprabhu would form 7 kirtan parties around Jagannath and he'd dance ecstatically. And every kirtan party would have one chief singer, one chief dancer, 2 mridanga players and two other devotees who'd respond. So Vasudev Ghosh, when he would sing, Haridas Thakur would dance very ecstatically. And Mahaprabhu, he'd covered Jagannath by all sides. Why? Because Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Srimati Radhika. He was thinking, previously Krishna left us during the Rasleela. So now if we surround him by all sides, then Jagannath, he cannot escape anywhere. He has to sit on his chariot. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is surrounded Jagannath from all 4 sides with all the 7 kirtan parties. And this way, Vasu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, they used to give so much pleasure to Mahaprabhu when he danced in front of Jagannath. So therefore, today is his disappearance day. So therefore, without praying to the mercy of such associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then how can we possibly achieve the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself? Therefore, we must offer our respects to this Tithi and this great Vaishnava has disappeared from this world. Samadhi means he has entered now into this eternal realm. Already he is present there, but now he is fully there. So therefore, today is a very auspicious Tithi. And in this month of Kartik, these great Vaishnavas, they disappeared from this world. And also, many glories of Yamuna Devi are waiting to be told. Better Vaishnavas, Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevcha Vaitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnav Bhyo Namo Namaha.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य गगनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तन्भक्ताय नमो नमः. नमो मञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यष्टाकृपा सिन्धुभयवचा पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my Sastanga Nandavat pranams thousands of times, lotus feet of Sri Paramaradadam Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Gosvami Maharaj Shrila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastanga Nandavat pranams thousands of times, lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Vargam. And I offer my Sastanga Nandavat pranams unto all the assembled Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. Today we are under the causeless mercy of Guru Padavar and the Vaishnavas, we are celebrating Yam Dvitiya Bhaiya Dwaj. As we hear, this is the appearance day of Sri Yamuna Devi and Yam Maharaj. And they are brothers and sisters. And in this way, on this day, you can see all the Brajvasis, they are celebrating by taking bath in the Yamuna here and there. Because by taking bath in the Yamuna, then Vishakha Devi has requested her brother to forgive and bless all the jivas. So it is said that Yamuna is very, very potent. So it is said that this Ganga Snan, Yamuna Paan, then Ganga Paan, Yamuna Dhyan. And then like this, if you just simply you take bath in Ganga, you only need to sip the water of Yamuna, it's equal. And simply if you want, just by sipping Ganga, you get the same benefit but simply by thinking and remembering about Yamuna. And in this way, and what to speak, even if you don't think, even if the air of Yamuna is described by Rupa Goswami in his Yamuna Ashtak, that even if the air of Yamuna touches you, then automatically it will inspire within you this vritti, this seva vritti, to enter into the path of Raganuga Bhakti. Serve with this rag, with this prema bhakti. That is the glories of Yamuna. It is said that Gangari Tirtha Parisevita Pada Padma, Golokya Saukarasa Pura Mahim Mahimna, Aplavita Akila Sudasujalam Sukabdo, Radha Mukunda Muditam Yamunam Namami. That all Tirthas, headed by Ganga Devi herself, they are Gangari Tirtha Parisevita Padapadma. They are serving the lotus feet of Yamuna. Yamuna Devi is the younger sister of Ganga. And she is always absorbed in this friendship with this. She has this Sohad Suhrit Bhav. Vishakha Devi is who? Yamuna is Vishakha Devi herself. And she is the Priya Narmasaki of Radhika. So she is the Swapaksha Gopi. She is qualified to be a Yukteswari in her own right, but she has taken shelter of Radhika and is serving Radhika. So she has this friendship, this Suhrit Bhav, this close, intimate friendship with Radhika and Krishna. And she is always residing there in Golok Vrindavan. And aplavit akila sudha sujalam sukabdo. It is not water, but it is sudha, it is nectar. She is flowing nectar. Radha Mukunda Muditam Yamunamnu. And she's always pleasing Radha Mukunda. She's serving in so many ways. She is the embodiment, liquefied prem of Radha and Krishna. It is not anything. It is described, Rupa Goswami is glorified Ganga. Brahma Dravatam Apagachti Nira Dharmaya. It's liquefied transcendence. It's Brahma. So this Vishakha, this Yamuna is described to be the very embodiment of prema bhakti itself. So the Yamuna is so glorious. So many prayers and glorifications of Yamuna. And we know even this debate was going on during the time of Jiva Goswami. Is Ganga great, Yamuna great? Then Jiva Goswami reconciled, said both are great. Because why? That fortune that Yamuna got by serving Radha Krishna in Braj. Ganga received the same fortune by serving the combined form of Radha Krishna, Sachinanna, Gaurahari in Navadvip. Then Yamuna herself prayed to Ganga that she could go there to Navadvip and also participate, take part in pastimes of Sachinanna, Gaurahari. Therefore, where our mati is flowing, that side is Yamuna actually there. So, and Ganga is on the other side. And then all the holy rivers there come there. Their confluence, Saptaveni. So, this Yamuna, she is so merciful. And therefore, she has prayed for the forgiveness of all jivas. Like Vasu Ghosh's Titi. We know how Mahaprabhu glorified him in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj described that you are like Prahlad. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj, he begged for the forgiveness of his father. Then he said, I want only that, I beg for the forgiveness of all the jivas in this world. So Vasu Ghosh was like that. He said, let me go to hell, but let all the jivas become liberated. I'll take all their sins on me. For Mahaprabhu glorified him. You are like Prahlad. You're as merciful. Always thinking about the benefit. This is the nature of our Guru Varga. They are always thinking about the fallen condition of the jivas. They have so much, their hearts are overflowing with compassion. They're always thinking, how can we help? So therefore, this Yam and Yami, that is Yamaraj and Yamuna, they're together, they are thinking, how can we help these jivas? Jivas are so stubborn. It is like they always want to go into the darkest places. You take a worm out of stool and then you watch, it will go back there. So they're thinking, how is it possible? How will we help them? So Yamuna gives special mercy. Ganga, if you take bath in Ganga, all your sins become destroyed. But if you take bath in Yamuna, all your punya gets destroyed, all your piety. Why? Because punya is also a binding force. Binds you just like pap, just like sin. But it is more subtle. It is easy to recognize sin and give up. But can you give up punya? Can you give up this desire to give charity, the desire to help others, this position, I am somebody and I am helping, and then give up this desire for respect? Can you give up this punya? Not so easy, but Yamuna by force, she takes it away from you. Take bath in me, all your punya I'll take away. Because if you have any punya, then you have to take birth and come into this world. So she removes everything. So as we're hearing, there's so many kathas of Yamaraj, also Yamuna. Madhvacharya has written that in his commentary, that Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is the manifestation of Dharmaraj. But Vidur, he is the manifestation of Yamaraj, in the sense that Yamaraj has two functions. One is to establish Dharma, and the other function is to chastise and purify. So that aspect of establishing Dharma, the positive aspect, that is Yudhishthira Maharaj. And that aspect of Yamaraj is for punishment, that was the manifestation of Vidur. Vidur, by his niti, he was always chastising Duryodhana, the Kauravas, advising Dhritarashtra, don't do like this, don't do like that, always trying to help them purify. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was Adorsha Darashi, Ajatasatru. He never like considered anyone to be an enemy. He never saw their faults. He said, no, you're not Duryodhana, you're Suyodhana, Susashan, like this. He always saw the good in everyone. Even when they were in the Vanavas, the Kauravas, they came to the forest. They would put a big pandal there and were making frying samosas and chutneys and puri, sabji, paneer, fruits and drinks and wine. They were having a big, just next to the Pandavas. And the Pandavas, Bhima, he is so hungry, he can smell all their food, everything. And they're having dance and everything, dance, drama, whole big party. And Bhima and Arjun, they were very, very upset. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, oh, we just tolerate. But then there were some Gandharvas that came there and said, what are they making so much commotion here? It was their place. So they attacked them and they captured Duryodhana, Karna, all these guys. Because they were drunk, they couldn't defend themselves. And the Gandharvas were taking them up to Swarga. At them they were crying, save, save. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, oh, look, they have captured them. Go, ordered Bhima and Arjuna, go save them. He said, no, why we should go save them? Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, we are 105 brothers. When we have our own internal disputes, we are 100 and they are 5. We are 5 and they are 100. But when an external force or an enemy comes, then we are together 105. Then we are not divided anymore. Therefore, go help. Then Arjuna and Bhima, they had to go and they defeated the Gandharvas, and then they brought Duryodhana and Karna, everything, and brought them to the feet of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, he released them. And so they are humiliated and they packed up their pandal, everything, they ran from there. Yudhishthira Maharaj's nature, always on taking the side of Dharma. Vidura on the other side, always chastising. So therefore, this is necessary. Pravritik Atma Chesta and Nivritik Atma Chesta. Accepting that which is favorable and rejecting that which is unfavorable. This is two aspects of sadhana bhakti, very important. And therefore, this is where we learn these things from our Guru Varga. Accept that which is favorable, reject that which is unfavorable. But even though we have no desire to reject that which is unfavorable, but Yamuna and Yamaraj, they are so merciful, by force they are purifying the jivas and they are bringing them to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Yanandana Shalaka Chakshuran Balitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastangandavat Pranams and the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj. Tvarupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Bhagavan has arranged all these festivals under guidance of our Guru Varga, the Vaishnavas. Then we are appreciating how to follow and what is the significance of all these things we're following. We all know this month very special because it's month of Damodar. And here proclaiming how Bhagavan is bound by the love, and really who they are, whose love, especially the Brijbasis. Ultimately, Srimati Radharani. Now, in this Kartik, this like prominent festival, this Deepavali, this festival of lights, and really also like proclaiming, like who is that light? Why? What is this festival of light? Really, this is Swarup Shakti. So, Srimati Radharani, not only removing ignorance, but kindling this prem. In our Jaiva Dharma, it says, the jiva is very tiny, insignificant, but once connected to Swarup Shakti, that insignificant jiva becomes so powerful, can even liberate a whole universe. So, this festival of lights culminates in more festivals. And immediately, yesterday we just celebrated this Anukut, and then we're being taught the glories of Govardhan, and now then another festival. This time, festival for Yamuna. This Gurudev explaining that for people who want to enter Braj, then they have to receive mercy of these personalities. Actually, Gurudev mentioned three personalities, very helpful and very powerful for sadhakas. If they pray, and definitely they'll enter into this Raganuga Bhakti. So there's Giriraj. First there's Yamuna, there's Giriraj, and there's also Lalita Devi. So today, then by this festival, this today Yama Dvitiya, so then we're beginning to appreciate, or like the Brijbasis, they're celebrating like bathing of Yamuna, bathing in the Yamuna. Sometimes people are just concerned of purification. Now, our Guru Varga, especially Arupa Goswami, is giving us like the proper conception, like how to relate. When we say, oh, we're Rupanuga, then, oh, we actually try to follow according to the moods of those followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. So in his Yamuna Ashtakam, he's clearly explaining there, like how we should see Yamuna Devi. And every day, Vaishnava is mercifully like arranging that, oh, we sing this. And it's a very beautiful prayer. Just now, when Vaishnavas were speaking, then quickly I'm looking at like this Yamuna Ashtakam. And very like prominent in these prayers. Like yesterday, we're talking about Govardhan. Vardhan, this word Vardhan meaning increasing. So there's like few verses in this Yamuna Ashtakam also using this word. We say Shikara Bimistu Jantu Durvipaka Mardini Nandanantaranga Bhakti Pura Vardini. So he said, like anyone who just sprinkling even a little drop of water from Yamuna, not only his like gravest sin be removed, but it will increase this bhakti for Nandanandan. Gurudev in his comment, like his Bhavanuvad to this verse, which is available in the old like songbook, and there in the Hindi songbook, he would say that he makes someone like increase this Raganuga bhakti towards Nandanandan. Also, here it also says, Dvipa Chakra Vala Justa Sapta Sindhu Vedini Shri Mukunda Nirmitoro Divya Keli Vedini. He's saying that, Earth is surrounded by many oceans, this like chakra of oceans. But Yamuna, very strong, she never merges in this ocean. And he said, she witnesses all the pastimes of Sri Mukunda. Now, Mukunda, we say, a giver of liberation. But deeper meaning, of course, Mukunda is that Nandanandan, who's liberating all the separation mood of the gopis. So he is witness, his Vaidini, he's witness to all these pastimes of Krishna. And therefore, he can manifest it in the heart of the devotees. So like this, Arupa Goswami is like giving us some glimpse how to pray. So this celebrating today is gearing towards helping us develop relationship to Yamuna Devi. Also, today is the disappearance of Vasudev Ghosh. So there's that. Already has been mentioned, there's these three Ghosh brothers. They're kirtaniyas, very good kirtaniyas of Mahaprabhu and like Lord Nityananda. Our Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one of his commentary, he directly is saying that these Ghosh brothers, they are directly body parts expansion of Srimati Radharani. And we can understand why like Vasudev Ghosh has chosen also today on this within this Kartik, whatever reason it is, but Prabhupada said they're Kaya Vyuha of Srimati Radharani. So by their kirtan, then Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, they just absorb and also distributing this prem. This morning we were describing pastimes of Lord Nityananda. When Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda to go preaching, you know, after Mahaprabhu had his tour three times, like he left Puri, then after that he would stay Puri for 18 more years. That time he told Lord Nityananda, you cannot just stay here also with me, be like a Muni. Otherwise, what is the purpose of our coming to this world? So you go preach. And so that time when he went to Bengal, he was accompanied by some of the Dwadas Gopal, and also with Vasudev and Madhav Ghosh. But Govinda Ghosh, one of the three Ghosh brothers, he stayed with Mahaprabhu. So then Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh, they were with Lord Nityananda, they were preaching. And so then by their kirtan, then it is said, and you can read in Chaitanya Bhagavat, like when Lord Nityananda was in Panihati, 3 months they were just singing and doing kirtan, no eating, no sleeping. And at those times, is that like, especially when Madhav Ghosh, Lord Nityananda likes so much his kirtan, he has this speciality of kirtan, like Braj kirtans. But both brothers, they are special. They, is that Lord Nityananda, at those times, he would shoot arrows of prem to everyone and making them, actually, directly it tells there that love of the gopis glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, that was what Lord Nityananda was distributing during those kirtans. And who is singing these kirtans? There's Vasudev and Madhav Ghosh. So, one thing we should not be confused, because there's many Vasudev, like associates of Mahaprabhu, or like mentioned in past times. There's also 2 other brothers, and they're also kirtaniyas. There's the Datta brothers. There's Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta. So this Vasudev Datta is different from this Vasudev Ghosh. Today is the disappearance of Vasudev Ghosh. The Mukunda Datta, we know, he's also Mahaprabhu's kirtaniya. And Vasudev Datta, also very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu himself is saying, I can be sold by Vasudev. He has so much compassion. He prayed that all the sinful activities, the reactions of all the jivas will come to me and liberate them. Mahaprabhu said, like, I don't have to do that to liberate everyone. It's like, oh, like if you have a sack of seeds, one seed like falls down. It's like, that's nothing for me. So like to liberate one Brahmanda, that's nothing. I don't have to make you like take all the reactions. And he said, but because you prayed like this, then definitely this Brahmanda will be liberated from your desire. That's Vasudev Datta. Today we're celebrating Vasudev Ghosh. There's also another Vasudev, the leper. In South India, when Mahaprabhu went there, there's one Vasudev Vipra. And we also know how great devotee he is. Anyhow, these are all like Vasudev, but today we're celebrating the disappearance of Vasudev Ghosh. He has this special deity of Mahaprabhu, and as already been told, it has a very special shape, like of hands, and that is because that deity like appeared when he was ready to enter samadhi by himself after hearing Mahaprabhu's disappearance. And so then in one hand he's there giving benediction, and in one hand he's like pointing to Vasudev, like get out from that hole, like this. So I have not seen this deity, but it's been mentioned like that. And so that time he was not able to disappear. But today Vasudev Ghosh has chosen to disappear. But we have to understand that when we talk about disappear, we know that he has disappeared only to the eyes of the materialists. And in a way, he's teaching us, our real home is not this world. And especially in this Kartik, then we can pray to go to where we are, like our real, like real home. That love, that abode of like divine love. And so by his kirtans, then we can be guided how to enter into that. Therefore, today we pray into these great personalities. Vanchakalpataru Vyasakripasin Vyavachapitanava Vaishnava.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्नि गौरतिषे नमः जयरूपसनातन भट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जा हईते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करने सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वाभिष्ट प्रता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय राधा दामोदर जीव की जय जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी ऊर्जेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय समवेद गौरभक्त बिंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि टुडे इज वेरी लकी एंड ऑस्पिशियस डे इन कार्तिक व्रत टाइम दामोदर व्रत कार्तिक व्रत या नियम्स वा फॉलोइंग Then who take our responsibility? Sun God is his daytime his appears and evening his disappears. Telling Jasya Vaishwamanam Krishna Paramapurusha Bhakti Rupadate Punso Soka Bhoyam Mohapaha. Other side is telling आयुहरति वैपुंसांग उद्दनस्त जन्नसो तस्य तत् खननित्यम उत्तम श्लोक वार्तया दिस लाइफ टाइम सन इज स्टीलिंग एंड मॉर्निंग टू इवनिंग एंड इवनिंग नाइट टाइम मून इज स्टीलिंग नो पॉसिबल दिस इज परमानेंट एंड कंटिन्यू तो नाउ जमुनाज व्हाट इज डूइंग एंड जमुना देवी brother and sister, 2 inches, appears sun god near. Telling, Jamuna Devi is near, came anybody and took shelter. Then Jamuna Devi promise, I am giving Bhagat Bhakti, Bhagat Prem, God love. But Jamaraj near, he is saying, yes, true, I am also helping. How? All anartha, all ego, all prarabdha, prarabdha, all sins and offense, anything anybody has, I am removing, cleaning. Then possible you are giving Bhagavat Prema. Otherwise, all dirty, drain inside is, anybody going and bathing, how can we be clean? So you are near, all dirty things with is coming, when need is cleaning and necessary, no clean, then they are not possible anything realizing and understanding. Therefore, I am cleaning. Therefore, he is opening one center, this is called Sanjamani Puri. Anybody doing anything is wrong, then Jamaharaj taking and stealing and quickly bringing, he has 3 soldiers, an army, very special. Their name, Kai Man Bachan. Body with his anything doing wrong, with his you mind with this, if you're doing anything wrong, and with this, you speech with this, you're telling and disturbing anybody, then three, these soldiers are coming and catching, you not want to go, then there is giving one rope with this hanging and pulling. And after you not stubborn, you're not coming, going, then there is here hammer, beating. Not going, then hook with this, pulling and taking out. Doing punishment, purification for. And after purification, purify, then is Jamuna Devi. Possible this is Bhagavad Bhakti, Bhagavad Prem, God love. Material love, lot of, not want to following and going Jamuna Devi is near. Jamuna Devi calling, nobody coming. And going and bathing, then they are passing stool and urine in dirty cup and spitting, all dirty things is giving. But Jammara say, yes, you come, my sister near, look at this, I'm catch you, not left you. Nanda Maharaj, he's like night time, he's gone for bathing. Before 3 o'clock, no need bath. No touching Jamuna, no entering Jamuna. Until night time 9, until 9 to 3, no going, no disturbing. Now people has no rule and regulation, they running. Radha Kunda, complete night time, 12 o'clock bathing. Jamuna going, bathing. As a choice, Dhananda Maharaj thinking early morning is Dadashi has no time, little time. I'm quickly bathing and worshipping, chanting mantra, Gayatri, Tilak and everything. I will be free and then quickly I'm worshipping and then taking paran, brata. He's entering the Jamuna, bathing for, but not come back. Everybody know this story? Then we're watching, where gone Nanda Baba, where gone, no finding. Calling Krishna, hey, Baba is, or are missing Baba, lost Baba. One Jamuna, he cannot come back. Enter in Jamuna, no come back. Then Krishna says, okay, you're waiting. Then he is tying his waist within his dupatta and he's jumping in Jamuna. And where gone? Direct Varun Loko. Hey, Varun Loko. Why is stealing my father? What is he did wrong? Why? What is the reason? He has come for bathing for Jamuna. You are stealing? Then he say, no, taking Baba, then you never giving darshan. You never coming our Varun Loko. Then therefore, Baba is came or worshipping and keeping him, but he has no fear, but he is very shy. He is alone, he is here. Nobody is Brajavasis. I am did wrong. I am making separate to Brajavasis, Baba. I am stealing him only for you. You giving darshan there for this purpose. Then after the worshipping Krishna, big story, Bennett giving presentation, lot of Baba looking, my son is Krishna, they are worshipping. They are doing aruti. They're offering prastanga dandat pranam, they're doing puja and giving lot of presentation. Oh, my son, I never doing like this. I never see like this. My son is baby Gopal Krishna and is they're worshipping and glorifying. How is Krishna now? Krishna manifesting his sorrow and giving darshan. Our near is only baby Gopal, black boy, dirty boy. Yeah, but here is Gopal, how is Gopal? Who are he? And he is going, Baba is near. Oh, and Baba very happy taking left. Krishna says, okay, all are going back now. Come back. So Jamuna Devi is inside also, anything not following this etiquette and rules. Doing as a choice. Mother is helpful. But son is young, then following this etiquette, then not going crashing and no biting, No. Passing stool and urine, mother left. He's young. The Jamunadeva is near. There is many fish, many turtles, yeah, many other animals, snake and all are their ignorance, they have no brain. But you are now qualified, then following the etiquette. You not following, then Jam Maharaj is not giving you great benefit. He is catching, he is bringing and giving punishment, only purification for. And after your realization come, feelings come, and you are teaching, learn, that you are giving training, and then you are respecting properly Jamuna Devi. This happened. Jiva Goswami is Vrindavan. That time, this, our Indian emperor, this Muslim king, then his near is, complaint is come. West side, people is telling, Ganga is great. East side people telling Ganga is great. West side telling Jamuna is great. And they fighting all time. And now complaint come. King is saying, okay, who is giving judgment? I don't know anything. Then who is scholar? They are asking everywhere. Everybody say, one Vaishnava, Samrat, Godmandal, Khetramandal, Brajamandal. One, more than scholar to you. You are like he's inviting him and he's giving you good answer and good solution. Then king is saying, okay, you like, then calling him, then Jiva Goswami says, I'm never going in this king palace in Hastinapur, yeah, Delhi, I never going there. I never left Brajdham. He like, king come, Brajdham, but king has a lot of fear. He, no, big fear. I'm coming, Vrindavan, before many other samrat, emperors came, they make Babaji. They make Pirpokir. I never been there. I never going there. That place is mystic power. And many, many sadhu Babaji is there. They know spirit. They are definitely changing me. I'm not been there. Then, what happened then? Then, calling him Agra, there is Taj Mahal, and there is Mumtaz, Garbiyard, and there I am, will be, and they are calling Jiva Goswami, and arranging many horse car, 10 kilometers after new car, new horses, other horse will be tired, not possible going fast, and Jiva Goswami promised, I am going morning, evening I will be Vrindavan. Night time I never left Vrindavan. Then they are arranging Jiva Goswami gone. And there are big crowds. Many people, western, eastern. Then first is glorify Ganga Devi. All glory and specialty is telling Ganga Devi. East side people is very happy and dancing. Ah, Ganga, look, all are has no idea also Ganga Devi. This much glory. Then Ganga Devi, touching his dead body's ashes also, giving that time this liberation and helping. And Ganga Devi, how is water, 2 kilometers both sides, any living entity, any demon, anybody, they are present, they are changing, nature all changing, they will be pure, purifying. Many things Jiva Goswami go glorifying. What? After Ganga Devi is glorifying, Jamuna Devi is and telling, she is cleaning and purifying, but Jamuna Devi is, anybody drinking, bathing, yeah, remembering, Jamuna Devi giving this, Bhagavat Prem, Prema Bhakti, God love. She is God, dearest. And then all explaining and telling, okay, now king near telling, you giving judgment. Then east side people, west side people, all are hearing this nectar, they all silence, all peaceful. Nobody crowd, nobody fighting more. Sanatana Goswami's time, Akbar Badshah came, and he is meeting with his Sanatana Goswami and many things discussing, asking, after he say, oh, I have desire, I am serving this Vrindavan, you accepting my any service? Then Sanatana Goswami saying, okay, you like serving, now is near is Madan Mohan temple, down is Jamuna, and Jamuna has some stairs is broken. You like to repair this? He said, this is very insult for me. I am a complete world empire, samrat, and you give me only this much service and only one corner is broken, this corner is repairing for. Oh, this is very significant. My service, I am very shy. Why are you telling like this? He said, okay, you go one time, you look at this and then come back. Then I'm telling him. Then he's gone his down stairs to down, many stairs, and gone down and look at Jamuna Devi, the stairs, touching Jamuna Devi, and taking all that, doing achaman, doing mantra and praying, and he's also there sitting and taking achaman, and Jamuna Devi looking and coming back and looking, where is broken? Oh, he's now looking, oh, watching. Complete India sailing, not possible. One corner is one, this, arranging the stone pieces. Yeah. This is not his, like his ordinary stone. There is many, Tashstone, Chintamani, Parasmani, yeah, many, jewels and jewelries, many, not possible. Then he is surprised. How is this Jamuna Devi? How is this tears? Who is making this? Krishna's lifetime telling Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Lakshma Britesu Surabhi Ravi Palayantam Lakshmi Sata Sahasra Samrama Sebhmanam Govindam Adipurusam Tamam Bhajami. This Lakshmi Devi in Vrindavan serving in Govinda, how? She brooming and cleaning, decorating, Gopi's toes ring. Also, million crores Chintamani is there present. One dust has how much is power. Yeah? Now he is watching this Vrindavan Dham little bit and then he is saying, not possible. I cannot repair this one. This, I have no, like this, any wealth, yeah, any things I am repairing. He is surprised. So this Aprakita Vrindavan Dham, and here is Jamuna Devi present. In Jamuna Devi is inside one yogapit. Krishna, gopis are coming for bathing, enter in this Jamuna, bathing for, but nobody looking where gone. Lotus, all stem and lotus flower and big, like his water inside is big flower garden. Or hiding outside to nobody looking where gone. But they are entering this, the Jamuna, inside this yogapit. There is nice kunja, many kunjas. They are gone, enter. And where gone? Oh, anybody know watching? Two things, one Giriraj Govardhan, Giri, Raj, and one is Jamuna Devi. Both are, heart has this center of this. Rasamaya, Bhumi, playing center for Krishna, and Radharani's and all are. So this one, nobody understanding. And Giriraj Govardhan, not possible understanding. So both are is present is here. This Jamuna Devi, she is Vishakha Devi, she is not any others. Also this Jamuna Devi's glories are unlimited. This this Sadhana Siddha, all Brajadevis are by Ramchandra's mercy, yeah, Krishna's causes mercy, they are get birth in Vrindavan, yeah, Brajadham. After they are hearing Krishna's flutes, then they are pagal and crazy. say, how can meeting with him? How can he accepting us? How going near to him? How will be dear? Then this pain, heart pain, the crying, not possible telling anybody. Age is only 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Not possible. How explain any others? Only pain and crying. Why? Deep love for Krishna. But how explaining? Now we're too young. Yeah? How meeting within Krishna? Then they are come group by group, bank of Jamuna, and came and sitting and crying. Dev Jamuna Devi is near praying, oh Jamuna Devi, not possible this, remove this pain. No any solution. Now all our entire your water inside is leaving this body. Much better. No toilet, day and night is this pain is too much. Heart attack people has the little pain after attack, then is senseless, they don't know anything. But this pain is continue. This pain is cannot explain. Anybody has know this pain, then they, how they understanding. On one day people also, young boy and young girl says, first time they have this meeting and love, then there is, after separation anyhow, then they, how much pain they and they know. But Western country has one medicine, this is called drugs. They taking this alcohol, they forget it. Then possible sometime, but it's impossible. India has no solution. Then this heart broken, and after disease, depression, become crazy, going in mad hospital, giving shot, electric shot, giving this other medicine, possible for sleeping, but sleeping and waking, oh, my lover is lost. I am lost, my lover. And lover is thinking, oh, I am lost, my lover. But this is very big, painful things. Therefore, Brahmagyan is good. Brahmagyan, no tension. This is only one relax for Brahmagyan. They are very hard, Brahmagyan. After you are yogi, much better. No need this love. But this love is anybody getting this very painful. Then gopis are suffering. They came with Jamuna suicide for. Jamuna Devi said, no problem. I am giving solution. She is calling Brinda Devi. She is calling Nandimukhi, Purnamasi, Bhagavati, Yogamaya. Everybody is discussing how this removing this pain. Then Brinda Devi said, okay, I am giving mantra. Bhagavati Purnamasi, Swarupiti is, so I am giving mantra. She is giving mantra, telling this bank of Jamuna, every day bathing, not one day, 1 month, every day bathing, and cleaning, purifying, and making deities within Jamuna sand, worshipping, offering boga, puspanjali, cloth, dress, everything, and sitting and chanting this mantra. Continue chanting. And after going back, 1 month after fulfilling your desire. Mantra Devata coming and giving you darshan and accepting forever. Never left you. Never is suffering you. Then they are every day coming and bathing. Small, small babies, no tension. All are dry cloth is putting on top of the bank of Jamuna and there is going bathing. Then Krishna appears and telling, you are disobeyed. You are no brain, but they are not shy. Jamuna Devi is near, they are not shy. Then, say, give me cloth, why giving cloth? You are detached to body and detached to everything, why wearing cloth now? What is problem now? But there is already, their pain is now relief. Every day, they have become more strong and young. Good memory and knowledge. Why? There is every day doing this vrata, morning to evening, would not forget this mantra. And not going distance to this mantra devata. They are not forget this Jamuna Devi. Early morning, group by group, and crying and singing and coming and praying. Many flowers, many parphanali, many presentation of this Jamuna Devi is near. And every day they worshipping after giving visarjan in Jamuna inside this. So Jamuna Devi is how helpful. She is what? Everything is giving. All one way, Giriraj, yesterday, Annukut festival. Krishna, first time worshipping and teaching. Come as Giriraj near, Giriraj giving everything. Swarup Siddhi, with my relation and with his heartfelt this attachment, love. Also this side, next day, Jamuna Devi's appears day. Jamuna Devi, she is very kind. Telling, Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Sunu, Paraprima Patri, Dharbrahma Gatri, Aghananga Lohitri, Jagat Khimadhatri, Pavitri Kriyanmo, Bapur Mitra Putri. How many definitions, how many adjectives is there? Not verb, all specialties. Chidananda Bhanu, Sadananda Sunu. Meanings, how is very sweet. Paraprima Patri, not giving ordinary prem. Anybody came, ordinary love for, she not giving. Paraprima Patri, pure, sweet love and affection, forever forgiving. Not temporary love is giving, body attachment, yeah, body love, this body with his other body's love, mind with his mind affection, love, no, soul love, pure soul with his. She is teaching and making qualified. First telling, Chidananda Bhano, Sadananda Suno. This Chit Gyan, like sun arising, you are looking everything. You are not going to Jamuna Devi's, you are not bathing, not to shelter. This pure knowledge is not coming. Who are you? Where from come? Where is going? Why here? Why inside his body? She is Drava Brahma Gatri. She is Brahma Drava. Brahma himself is melting and he is now is water flowing like his. Why? Anybody drinking water, then thrust is going, but body is dry. Body need is water. Then they're going for bathing and showering. Then body is all part and parcel inside is going water. But here is Brahma Drava. God himself, his melt, he's saying, I am all these bodies purifying past. Other body has many desire and disease. Body has many wants. Body like is many things. All time he like is his happiness on this on sweet nectar he's like. But he don't know. Dabar Brahma Gatri, Brahma Drava, he came. He say, you are embracing other, I am embrace you. I am going all part and parcel inside. Then all attachment coming for me. So Jamuna Devi, this flow is telling Chidananda Bhano, Sadananda Suno. Sadananda Ananda Suno, Nanda Suno. Sadananda Suno. Nanda Nandan, Krishna, it is how you making sweet relation. Therefore, Rupa Goswami Prabhu giving the definition. Therefore, Guru Bhargava praying every day. Chidananda Bhano, Sadananda Suno. Paraprima Patri, Dharva Brahma Gatri. Highest love, topmost love, what? Madhurasa. Who is giving this sweetness? Nectar, Paraprima Patri, making you Krishna's for, Krishna's service for sweet and qualified. After telling Dharva Brahma Gatri, Aghananga Lobhitri, Jagatkhima Dhatri. Forgiveness for? She is very kind. She is forgiving million million life, color life. I have an orthos. Aghananga Lobhitri, any sins? More coming? Our near all accepting? Minute to minute? Agha, meaning swap. Sinful activity, many people has. All are giving donation. You are taking, teaching, do this, do this, do this. Then no politics. You are accepting. Anybody advice, not accepting. No chance, no desire. Coming, anybody? Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. Scholar, great. You are advisor, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. You have love and affection within my Nandasuno Krishna? No. Then you go out, Hari Bol. So telling, Aghanam Lobhitri, Jagat Khimadhatri. You then will be detached not only forgiveness, forget everything. Eh? Only Bhagavat Prema without Prama Bhakti, nothing. Again, with Jagat Kumar, Pavitri Kriyanmo, you would be holy center, holy place. You purifying also everybody. Eh? Then telling Pavitri Kriyanmo, Vapur Mitra Putri. Mitra Putri, this sun god, he knows everything. Morning to evening, he is looking. How you hiding your nature and character, behavior? You room inside going and locking, and then thinking as a choice I am doing. Anybody not know? But sun god everywhere, everything is looking. Result coming, then I am understanding. But fruit not come, the Jamuna Devi protecting. Mitra Putri, she is Krishna Duti's suit relation for, Brajavasi Duti's relation for, she is helpful. Therefore, telling Chidananda Bhano, Sudananda Suno, Parabrahma Patri, Dabranam Gatri, Aghananga Lobitri, Jagat Kyamathatri, Pravitri Kriyanma, Bapur Mitra Putri. She is making friends, she is forever within Krishna and Brajavasis. So this Jamuna Devi, therefore, Adharani bringing. Anybody came in this Vrindavan and disturbing Jamuna Devi, purifying and helping, then they never disturbing. Also, other side, Giriraj Govardhan. Govardhaititi Govardhano. Only he is giving this Prama Bhakti. So all are very close and nearby. One place is Govardhan near. This is called Jamunavati Gaon. Krishna is there, is doing very nice, nice lila. Then one time he is calling, Jamuna Devi, you come here. Jamuna Devi very pleased. Oh, Krishna, you are remembering me. Then she is came bank of Govardhan, but she cannot cross. Then she going return, and the after flow is all Vrindavan, everywhere Jamuna Devi present, flowing. Krishna, sometime doing Jal Keli, sometime Sukhis Manjari Juitis. Therefore, what happened is, all Jamuna Devi flowing, or everything taking and gone, Burundev near ocean. Then ocean is looking, making separate all wealth. This Brajavasi is dust, Brajavumi is Krishna Angarag, Parag, and Gopis. Bath this water, Abhishek water, there is many big power. He surprised. He said, okay, what can I do? Where I am reserving? How can I am saving? Then he is bank of Jamuna, bank of ocean. Everything is saving. There is now growing this dust to Malai Chandan, this sandalwood. This oil is Krishna massaging. This wood with is Nanda Bhavan cooking. This Chandan is, sandalwood is pasting, Krishna smearing with his body. Not only Gopi Chandan, Gopi Talab in Dwaraka one day. Krishna every day giving order. Anywhere, anybody worshipping me, I need this. Mahaprabhu openly telling Gopi Chandan. Krishna says, no, Chandan. Not telling Gopi Chandan, but Narada is bringing this Gopi Chandan. And giving, and there Krishna is marrying. But every day you are worshipping without Chandan, without Tulasi, he is not accepting other things. So this Brother Devi is all special property, where wealth and treasure in Jamuna Devi is near. Some Giriraj Govardhan for giving permission Krishna, and serving for Brajavasis, and giving for entrance and Sarup Siddhi, and this for all living entity and sadhakas. So this today's Jamuna Devi appears day, special day. Anybody going, bathing, remembering, worshipping, but I am requesting all time, not buffalo bathing. Like jumping and swimming and playing, as a choice your. No, like this. Respect, faith, love is necessary. Anything doing by respect and by faith and by love, then his fruit is coming for you, near good fruits. Otherwise you like his swimming and jumping, Then getting birth is crocodile, bellfish, fish, otherwise what is, like, this Sobari Rishi, how many, 10,000 years inside Jamuna, this much water, standing, no eating, no drinking, no bathing, nothing, only sitting and chanting, mantra. After 10,000 years, Garuda came and giving darshan with his amrita kalas, thinking, I am giving also Sobari Rishi, lot of doing tapasya, I am giving one drop, but he is putting in his kalas, kadamba tree, and he is very hungry, and he is there is looking big fish, big. One fish is taking and he is eating. Then lady fish are crying, oh, my husband is stealing, now how am I doing enjoy, oh, I am orphan now. Now they are, Sobari Rishi are complaining, you are present, you are front of, Garuda came and eating me, my husband, killing. How are you? Who are you? Our, you are protector our. This and that complaining. He said, okay, disciple and followers requesting, sons and children is praying. I am not following them and not helping them. How am I father and a guru and acharya? Disciple, anything requesting, telling? I am following, okay, I am serving you. I am your servant. I am not, guru meaning is guru. Then I am serving in you. Don't be worry. All time I am helping in you. I am taking your responsibility. I am now founder, wonder. I am little, tiny. Little star. How are you? Wonder? No, I am little star, baby. I am helping in you. Okay. Then Sobari Rishi said, hey, Garuda, how come here? In Jamuna, you are eating this fish, killing? Okay, I give you cards. Never come more Vrindavan. And coming then, in the bank of Jamuna, your head is exploding and you will be dying. Never head is coming back. Okay, you're giving cards. Okay? And you followers of whom? Fish. Not followers of bhakta devotees. Yeah, God himself, God persons. Which side you are going? Now looking this fish, and fish with this now, relation, desire is increasing. Now what happened? Forget his austerity, tapasya. Curse is giving, your all power is lost. Your followers now is only fish. Okay? Now he has desire increasing. He is left in this all water and everything. He is gone in Mathura. Mathura, Mandata, king of Mandata. He has 50 daughters. Then he is telling, oh Maharaj, I am coming you near. How can serve you, Rishi? Say, my name is Sobari Rishi. I like your one daughter, I want to get married. Oh, you want to get married? This old, on a skeleton, and 10,000 years in the water inside. Now his body has only bone, nothing. So you want to marry? Okay. Now king telling I'm not giving, then he give me cards. Okay. You go my inside my palace. There is my 50 daughters. Anybody like you? You like anybody, they get married, I have no problem. He say, okay, you are cheating me, Old body, nobody like me. Okay. He within yoga, he making his young age very beautiful, more than prince. Very nice, Rasgulla. Now is bus, young boy, girls for big Rasgulla, more tasteful things. Looking in face, big bullet, body, chest is bigger, and smiling face, and soldiers is very strong. Then say, yes, all girls is telling, you are my lover. 50 are came and was accepting. King is saying, oh, I lost and missed my all daughters. He is taking 50 swarup and 50 biman aeroplane, and how many years? 10,000 years he is enjoying with this. Everywhere going, everywhere enjoying. What happened this? Bank of Jamuna, inside Jamuna? So going Jamuna, But don't do like these nonsense things. Praying, worshipping, respecting, faithful. Don't look. I'm going every day, Mathura and Jamuna. One day, Gurudev is going some places and coming and look at me, I'm morning coming. He says, hey, where to come? To Jamuna. Oh, why going there? He asked, why going? Jamuna Devi helping in you, protecting in you. That people is bathing and naked. Ladies are naked, is bathing and coming out, looking these naked all people. Therefore going, too much just trying and abusing. Say, I bring you, yeah, Jamuna Devi bring you. Oh, that day too, I'm very scared. Say, going with us, not alone. Alone is bathing and looking many things. You're looking naked monkey, dog sex, monkey sex, ladies and gents, this naked body, your eyes is not look at us, looking these nonsense things. You will be destroyed. Gaurama jesavasthane karal brahma rangi, sesavasthane hirobami pranay bhakata sangi. Without bhakta, without Guru Bhargava, alone anywhere going, destroy like Sobari Rishi. He many times explaining these stories. Then independent, don't going anywhere. And then, what are you looking? What are you praying? You praying Chidananda Bhano, Sadananda Suno? You learning and praying and looking naked. How is ladies are now changing cloth and body? And gents, what is doing? Swimming, playing, and then will be Sobari Rishi. But Parapremapatri, Dravamugatri, Aghanangalovitri, Jagatkhimadatri, Pavitri Kriyanmo, Bapurmitra Putri, nothing coming happen. Don't say Jamuna has no power. Useless Jamuna. Tolar, no Sadhu Sangha, Antaranga. Sadhu Sangha, Antaranga, Sri Krishna Bhajan Manohar. Sadhu Sangha, then Krishna Bhajan. But not Krishna Bhajan, Radha Bhajan. Krishna Bhajan is disappears. Now Radha Bhajan. Radha Bhajan disappears. Now Sajjan Tosoni. Sajjan Tosoni. Everybody is pleasing for Sajjan now. Honest. Be honest. But be honest. Giving Satsanga, but sometime it disappears. Then also Sangha Valar. Ehana Durjan, Sajjana Borjita, Aparadi Nirantar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, Sajjan left us, then all are his Durjan Sangha. All are his orphan. But Sajjan is hate us, no like us. So this Sadhu Sangha necessary. Otherwise, abusing Gurur also. Looking all our faults and guilties, insulting. Bank of Jamuna doing tapasya. What is doing? Also this Bank of Jamuna, Prabhupada Sarasvatipad present. This Bank of Jamuna, all our Acharya Guru Varga present. With their Sangha, then is possible getting this Brahma Bhakti. Otherwise, also Sangha, then also I am lost my life. But sense is come back and then he is doing next tapasya in where? In Bhatrol nearby. Then he is getting Shuddha Bhakti. So now his time is over. Kartik Mas or Damodar Vrata, all are giving cards. I am very scared. Therefore, I am disturbing everybody. Everybody like his hunter. Only shooting, poking. Or say, myself class. All time is disturbing me. Therefore, I am also scared. They're giving all lot of cards. Every day, every moment, I'm hearing, this class is only for me. I say, Baba, horrible. We don't come my class. After next coming, next hearing, every day, many, many arrow, pushing in their bodies and mind, thinking, I'm not shooting arrow. God gift, God desire. Anything's happen and come, no my desire, no my choice. I am only sitting, I don't know what is speaking. What is coming, I don't know. What is going, I don't know. Who is accepting, I don't know. This is not my choice and desire. But I like everybody will be honest and praying and to shelter real way all holy dham. Brajdham, Brajavasi, Guru Varga, Vaishnavas. Then is good. Otherwise coming Vaishnavas near Vansha Kalpataru. Jamuna Devi is near going, she is more kind. Girijas near going, he is giving everything as his choice. O kamo sarvakamo mokchikamo udayadhi. Tibrana bhakti jagana jadati purusham param. But don't cheat it with these anything. Don't look and take anything. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma no sochati nakankati sama sarvesu bhutesu madbhakti labhate param. Telling that, but no sochati nakankati. Then sama sarvesu bhutesu madbhakti labhate param. Then bhakti coming. But we will be Brahma bhut. No other bhut. No ghost and witch. Brahma bhut, only Brahma bhut. Prasanna atma. All time happy and pleased. Otherwise God is looking, you are crying and all time is suffering, all time is all dirty person, sad, mad, crazy. Then God says, I am not going to dirty place. Prasanna atma. I am God's servant, God part and parcels. Why I will be dirty and dirty things will be making garbage center? Nobody is sitting and going in garbage center and garbage pot inside this. Therefore, Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. No sochati, no kankati. No desire, no thinking, past and present and future. Sama sarvesu bhutesu madbhakti labhate param. Now tomorrow, next possible then hearing, I don't know. God desire, Guru Bhargava desire, what they like. Possible then, tomorrow something. Next. Gaur Pramanande.
Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutira Govardhana Parvata Yamuna Tira Kusuma Sarovara Manasa Ganga Kalindanandini Vipulataranga Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutira Govardhana Parvata Yamuna Tira Radha Kunda Tata Vangshivata Gokula Dira Samira Brindavanataro Latika Vanira Thank you. Kaga mrega kola malaya vatasa. Mayora Brahmara Murali Velasa Venu Singha Parachinna Megamala Vasanta Shanka Shankakaratala Ayugala Vilase Anukula Jani Yugala Vilase Anukula Jani Lila Uda Paka Udi Paka Mani Lila Vilasa Lila Vilasa Udi Paka Mani Esa bachorata kahi nahi jao Esa bachorata kahi nahi jao Esa bachorata paranahara Esa bachorata paranahara Bhakati vinoda kahe shunakana Do ayode paka hamara parana Aradha kunda tata kunja kutira Govardhana Parvata Yamuna Tira Radha Kunda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Yamuna Devi, Jaya Vishaka Devi, Jaya Yamuna Devi, Jaya Vishaka Devi, Jaya Jagiri Raja, Jaya Govardhana, Jagiri Raja, Jaya Govardhana. Anitai Gaura Harival, 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 Anitai Gaura Harival. Tai Gaura Mananda.